us who listen to this. Verse would be, it's nice to read it again so that you can just have it more present in our mind. Please read the other guy. Name reading that translation again. Surely, you know, if we can really go with it. This amazing commentary where he says that some people might see a contradiction according to their common sense. This is not understandable for them. But then there is no room for common sense in the injunctions of the church. As I think we all mark this sentence very with great relation. Accept the description of the Shastra and concentrate more on the form of the Viragarupa than on common sense. Common sense is always imperfect, whereas the description of the Shastra is always perfect and complete. There are different levels on which we can understand this, these statements. One level is that the scriptures actually intend more to hearing from the scriptures always has a very purifying effect, if it can be done with faith. We just need to hear the holy name, and then it purifies us. Everything you don't understand, you don't need to understand. You need to take it, and then the effect of potency works on you. Regard the verse 46, chapter 19, which really tells us how experiencing the effect is really the most important. I'm saying this because I really feel so very strongly that in Krishna consciousness, or in our Krishna conscious practice, feeling the effect of purification is our most important measurement whether we are successful or not. We are meant to become steady in our devotional service and experience the disappearance of our anarthas. We are meant to, the anarthas should come out in our prayer. And we think are sometimes beyond our reasoning power to understand these results. Here is a verse which I would like to read to you about being the effective potency of Krishna consciousness. Please listen very carefully. You don't need to. It's a little intellectual in the beginning, but I know you can understand. If a person, unaware of the effective potency of a certain medicine, takes that medicine or is forced to take it, it will act even without his knowledge, because its potency does not depend on the patient's understanding. I will give you the whole. Similarly, even though one does not know the value of taking the holy name of the Lord, if one chants knowingly or unknowingly, the chanting will be very when you are, then you are sick, and then you take a medicine, you don't need to, you don't want even to understand how the acetylcholine works with the chlorophyllitsky and so on. You want to become healthy, no? Consciousness, understanding is not as important as feeling the effect of purification. Like chanting the holy name does have an effect. Once your Prabhupada was asked how he would feel the effect of chanting, he was asked, what do you feel when you chant? I think we all are very interested to hear this answer, because what does the Prabhupada feel when you chant? But we actually think that you are also very interested in this answer. What does he actually feel? What is the effect of the powerful potency of the Holy Name on this heart? Answers which Prabhupada had given, but he chose to give one answer which I was very surprised that I heard. I feel no fear. You know, the setting was there were many devotees. Prabhupada had delivered his lecture and now asked for questions. and Martin Gates had asked this question. What do you feel in the future? He wanted to know. And Prabhupada said, I feel no fear. This was the situation. I would like to request all of us to think a moment on this, about this answer. It is said that by Hare Krishna, please do join us. Please come a little bit forward so that our devotees who had a longer journey this morning. I will just summarize in English what we discussed. The devotees who had a longer journey to come here can be with us in that subject. So we have a little pause for a moment. We read in a purport by Srila Prabhupada something which will be interesting for you, my Lord, that you do not that these statements of the Shastras are beyond human comprehension. And I said that the reading in the Shastras is more for purification of our hearts. It is said that by regularly hearing about Krishna, Krishna appears in our heart and he takes all the inauspicious things, the abhidhams away. This is really why we read the Shastras. And just like we do not need to understand a medicine and feel as much as feel the effect of the medicine, we don't need to understand the Shastra or this with our mundane reasoning, but we need to feel the effect. And I draw an analogy that the holy name is also not to be comprehended, but we do feel and we want to feel the effect. This is something, a new concept for our mind. When Srila Prabhupada was once asked what he felt and said, he very clearly described the effect of the holy name on him by saying, I feel no strength, I feel no fear. And at this moment you came in we will continue now from this part. I feel this statement to be very significant. It is said that this world and our experiences in the world are ruled by fear. Our property tell all of you a story. I heard the story immediately, was extremely fearful of material existence, and I heard her experience of pain and misery which Jesus had with in some hospital experience. This fear is actually always with every conditioned soul. This fear is deep embedded in the subconsciousness. And when we become a little bit more purified of karma moods and virgin moods, and you become a little bit more sensitive and involved in this, you notice that there are many things you could fear about, for instance, death. This world is a place of kunta. And the spiritual world is described as the opposite of this world, so why can't it be this? So Prabhupada said, when I chant, I do not feel any fear. That meant he felt protected on the spiritual platform. That's the effect of the holy name. I would like to give you an example now of this, from Srila Prabhupada's own life. An example which I will dedicate to my youngest. It's a little adventurous. Of monsoon, the cobras have to leave their holes in the ground and take shelter at a higher altitude. And once Shurtakiti, and cobras are very, very dangerous. If you even think of them, you are already poisoned. And so, poisonous. So, Shurtakiti, the personal servant of Srila Prabhupada, was going one morning in the bathroom to clean the bathroom. When he saw a 1.80 meter cobra just moving away. This dangerous messenger of death was having its residence in Srila Prabhupada's bathroom. It was a Muscatsky cobra. So, he immediately ran out. Cobra in the bathroom, the death, sure death signal. And immediately everyone speculated that must have been implanted there by some people who wanted to kill Prabhupada. Because that's done in India, they put a cobra in your bathroom, and then, I mean, the cobra will always bite. It will become nervous when you enter the bathroom, and then it will become agitated and just attack you. It's more dangerous to have a body than a mask. If it's a much more dangerous. This mask will seem to play an essential role in my lecture, and you have to have all the time to come. So should I get you in and out? Alarming the whole floor. Cobra in Prabhupada's bathroom. Get this powerful chakra, there was a chakra, was something like our body sadhaka. Rasikananda Prabhu was his name. And he was informed that he took his monster knife and went into the bathroom to confront this deadly animal. Yeah.
into the bathroom, he couldn't see the cobra. But then he saw the cobra had gone into one of the pipes, and his tail was hanging out. So he cut the tail, he cut the cobra in half. That was the end of the cobra. The Armenian was informed and said, "What have you done? Cobras always travel in pairs. Now, this widow cobra will have only one purpose for life, is to kill and revenge the death of her mush." Now, Prabhupada's life is in deadly danger. Prabhupada was involved. Yes, if we quickly run away, there's now a murder. We have a murder in the building. He's just moving from assassinating you. So, Prabhupada. He said, "Well, the snake's mission is to kill a certain person." And then he said, "There are snakes here who, at the end of their lives, grow wings." He has a particular person to kill, therefore he grows wings because he's so much fixed on the killing. The next evening it was very still. And the night still means no sound. Prabhupada was sitting in his room. All of a sudden he said, "Do you hear the sound?" The next day, Prabhupada told another snake story. He said he had heard the snake story from one of his goat brothers. Told Prabhupada that in his village once there was a person who had this black magic strength, and he caused the child to die by a snake bite. So the family heard about this. All the family in the night went around the snake to protect around the child, to protect it with their own bodies. Imagine was probably lying around him in his big center shaking his eyes. So they wanted to make sure that the snake would not come and bite the little boy. You are destined to die, to be killed by a snake. It doesn't matter what kind of protection you try to arrange, the snake will kill you. But we do not worry about such things. If Krishna wants to protect you, no one can harm you. And if Krishna wants to kill you, then no one can save you. And then he said, all right, go now and take rest. And Sudakyati Prabhu, he said, he left Prabhupada and went to his bedroom and felt completely safe. He felt having taken shelter at Prabhupada's fearless lotus feet, he found shelter from all danger in the universe. When you are afraid of some danger, when you feel some unpleasantness in your life which troubles your heart, take more shelter in Krishna. Particularly through the chanting of the holy name. And that will really release you from all fear. It really goes. I do remember that once I had to go to a hospital for three operations, one on the foot, one here, one here. Yeah, three at once. So, I was so afraid before going. Because I don't have any faith in modern medicine. Zero. They all noticed, the doctors noted this, and they gave me a particular injection against which was supposed to make me dull so that I don't have any fear any longer. But I had only more fear. Then they would give me another of these impossible injections. Yeah. I must change it now. I must take care of that Krishna, so to speak. But dear devotees, this effect, my point is, we should feel the effect of Krishna consciousness. If we do not feel the effect of Krishna consciousness, then it must be that we are doing something wrong. Thank you. usually what we do wrong when we don't feel the effect of Krishna consciousness is that, especially in terms of chanting, that we chant with our hands. In the scriptures it says, Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasani Kari. Name of Krishna is like a touchstone. What does a touchstone do? When you touch it, everything that turns the substance into gold. So the holy name's quality is that it is totally free from Maya. And it is the very form of the deep place in Krishna consciousness. So when you touch the holy name, you should immediately, because it's like a touchstone, you should immediately feel you completely full of Maya and full of ecstatic Krishna consciousness. But we don't always feel this power, isn't it? But why not? We are touching it, the holy name. It should influence us, but it doesn't influence us. What's wrong here? We chant with offenses. We are covered with offenses. See, when you touch the cold ice with your hand, will your hand be immediately cold also? Not always. Shamamani shakes the head, but why not? I thought when you touch ice, you will get cold. Even if you warm hand, you will feel cold. You will feel a difference between the ice block and, let us say, lifting, even if it's warm. So in the same way, you should feel the effect of chanting. Well, my dear boys, if you're covered with offenses, it's almost like if you cover your head with some wool, and then you touch it, then you don't feel. Apanada, the Sanskrit word for offenses, means away from. Apanada, away from God. You move away from Krishna when you do offenses. It also means you move away from Krishna. Pleasure of devotional service. You know, Radharani is in charge of the Gladini Shakti, the pleasure potency. Yes. Radharana, you can touch the Chintamani of the holy name, but you will not be affected by the qualities of the holy name. Just like a person who is covered with wool will not be affected by the quality of the ice. And as a result, you will not feel the effect of Krishna consciousness. You will not feel how the holy name is feel free of you. You will remain full of fear in modern language, full of insecurities. Or fear for follow in unpleasant feelings. There is a story which is told in India. The story tells us that it illustrates how the most grievous of offenses, which steals away the results of your emotion, serves as Vaishnava of other love. We hear the story of Rupa Goswami, who once was meditating about Radha Krishna. He saw a particular leela which he had, yes, Krishna was in the tree. And Radharani wanted to pick from that same tree a flower. She didn't see Krishna, who was hiding in the behind the leaves. So Krishna pressed one of the branches down so that she could hold the branch and take away the flower. But as she was holding with one hand the branch, Krishna released the branch and the branch went on the branch. And she was shouting in surprise that Krishna took his arm, which looked like a black snake, as it came out of the leaves, you know, and just saved Radharani from the uncomfortable situation by lifting her up on the branch. So you must remember, Rupa Goswami saw this. It's called Leela Smara. It's described in Krishna book, but this is you really see the leela, you remember it in your mind and you see it. Maybe he was laughing. Yeah, you were laughing. This is very funny. Yeah. All of this happened. The meditation broke. And he couldn't see how it continued. He felt extreme sadness. You know, when you find Krishna and then you lose him, you become mad actually with the sadness. You lose it. You found the most valuable thing, more valuable than all the jewels of the world, and then you lose them. He was very sad. You're thinking, why was I thrown out of this beautiful sea? Mm-hmm. It must have been built in an apparat in the fence before. But what did I do? It must be that some Vaishnava came by and I offended him in some ways. That's the only offense I can imagine. He went to Sanatana Goswami. describe to him what happened, and I saw a solution. In such a way that the voice was said, I didn't understand that one day I walked by you and why did you laugh about my life?
See,
he couldn't walk properly because of his problematic leg. Something else about Hare Krishna. This Vaishnava had said, had seen him how he was and he had seen, he passed at the exact time when Prabhupada Goswami laughed about how Krishna let go of the branch. He was hanging on the branch like a fruit. Vaishnava had thought that he was surely, he was not laughing before. Now he laughs. It must be because I walk in a peculiar way.
Sounds like a modern musical story.
Yeah, it's somehow he got hurt.
Oh, you didn't invite me to sing on the stage. Krishna is displeased when you heard that he wanted it. That's why Krishna immediately went away from Rupa Goswami's meditation. See, to criticize others, that's just a fault, nothing more. But the moment you criticize someone who's deeper, or hurt someone who is dear to Krishna, you make an offense. It's no longer a fault.
mentality, and he criticized Paul by your woe, cannot sing properly. But in his
music.
He sometimes explained, I mean, that sometimes sometimes he couldn't follow all the four regulated principles so intensely. You don't know, but if you have to entertain 20,000 people in an evening, that's sometimes hard because the mind just doesn't have the strength to do it. You just want to be left alone and have your own private life. So many rock stars who want to be free from intoxication sometimes take a week to just be able to survive the evening. I mean, this is not for initiated rock star devotees. There are talented band yesterday should follow the four rules and regulations intensely. I just wanted to say some devotees couldn't understand how Prabhupada on his deathbed took his precious ring and that was so much love that this must be given to him. Prabhupada had place for everyone. At the same time, Prabhupada was was very strong on standards. And principles. For those who would be expected to live by them. But when he was with people, with other people, when he was, for instance, preaching, he was just so lenient. I once saw this. When he was in Germany, in Schloss-Wellersdorf, he gave many darshans the whole day, actually. And there was one man from Turkey. And this man was just so toothy. I shouldn't say this, it's good enough. But this man was paper. This would mean all the Turkish people that are other, that is not that my point. This particular man was Mr. Dines. But Prabhupada decided to give him his meals. He talked for him 1 hour. He talked about his children and the education of the children and the best food for the children and all such Hare Krishna subjects. I was thinking, I was so immature. I thought, what is Prabhupada talking about? We should preach to him now. Very strong. You're not the body. In the same way, Prabhupada was with his disciples. There was this one sannyasi who had an affair with a lady. And Prabhupada's secretary had found a love letter in the pocket of this sannyasi by that lady. Something very wild letter, thanking the sannyasi for the last night, where they had some unconventional exchanges. You know. the secretary immediately surrounded by, it's called Telefax, or what is it? There was no computer. It's a telegraph. Yeah. I don't know, we had this in our times, in our temple. Oh, what are the telegraph is on? Something like that. You could have it in your house. It was not for the post office. You could have, everyone could buy such a machine. I think it was telefax, in German language at least. We live in Heidelberg, do you remember? There was a machine in the office of a message here. Like some old-fashioned communication. Now, how can he come back? Everyone will know about this letter. This was Prabhupada's vision, really. And I believe it is a very practical vision for us also, so that we don't commit this thinking bad amongst devotees. Our mind is already a rascal. But he is the supreme rascal when he thinks bad about devotees. And that destroys us. So I know it's a challenge when you have different move mentalities and different individualities. My dear devotees, for me, this is one of the greatest challenges in my life. Because when we become Krishna conscious, when we advance spiritually, we are more sensitive and things get more on our nerves sometimes. I noticed Shri Nikita today came to me and said, are you freezing in the night? We can give you another blanket. I already have such a big blanket. Now she needs to find the air is double the size. It will be such a blanket. You become more sensitive. She just be almost like I'm saying this is because we need the act of Krishna consciousness in our life. We should feel the love in our heart. Free of fear, we should be in our lives. Fully enthusiastic. The one is nada. Say everything, everything should be there. And for that, we must be careful to not cover ourselves so that we can feel the effect of the divine substances. If you would, I will not close my lecture. But if you want to read about this subject matter, it's a beautiful purpose. From which Prabhupada had the devotees to read at the time of initiation. Yeah, it is when Prabhupada was there for initiations, he told his secretary to read from this purpose. It's a beautiful verse, please read. It's in the second canto, please note. Chapter 1, text 11. Please read it in your private reading time.
it describes the topic that it says, O King, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities is a doubtless and fearless way of success for all. This verse describes really, even if you do chant with offenses against the holy name, then you should chant more than the offenses before. Like I said yesterday, Krishna is Omnipotent in the form of his holy name. Krishna does not sit in the heart which is impure. He doesn't also go to a body who does aparadas. Ani. Krishna is a merciful form, the holy name. And if you chant the holy name, then, constantly, then it removes the contamination from the heart. It says constantly, Anukirtanam. That's why I give now Japa retreats all over the world, because I want to teach devotees to chant constantly the holy name. I don't consider myself a great chanter at all, but I have made the experience if you just continue to chant constantly, the holy name takes all inauspiciousness out of your heart. If you want to read about the snakes, it's on page, and being free from fear. It's on page 216 of this nice book. It's called What is the Difficult? Well, I give a like this book very much. I'm sure that you do. This book is in the possession of Srinivasa. Subject matter is unlimited, but I will stop you. I want to say how happy I am to be amongst all of you. Originally, I wanted to go to Bulgaria or Macedonia after the summer camp. But then I thought, no, I have to come to Saudi. I so much appreciate the friendly atmosphere amongst the friendly nature of the devotees here. This nature. It's just in Europe, if you want to have a friend, go to Bosnia. So what to do now? This is scandalously late. This is not the standard. Half an hour. So I do believe
I believe the subject matter is clear. The point was we should feel the effect of Krishna consciousness. And the only thing which keeps us away from it is if we are somehow moving into the shadow of Apadanas.
Oh,